Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is James in Jeffersonville, Indiana, right near Louisville.
Sure.
You had a program about doppelgangers some time ago.
Yeah.
I had an experience that most of my rational brain had explained away, a trivial explanation, and I see how that could be. But part of me now knows what that experience would feel like. My high school graduating class just had a 40th anniversary reunion, and I was on a committee to organize it. I was back in town for the first time in a long time. And I told them that I had been at our 5th reunion and our 10th reunion, and after that, they lost track of me. I'd moved out of state.
That's happened to me, too. I was at my 5th and 10th, and I haven't been to one since.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so one of the women on the committee had some portraits that were taken at other reunions that I hadn't been to. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. I'll look and see how many of these people I can recognize, you know, just from because they weren't labeled. And I was looking at one of our 20th reunion 20 years ago. I'm in that picture.
You're in that picture?
It's clearly me.
But you weren't there.
I wasn't there. Okay, most of my brain has said, okay, it's just confused memory, faulty human memory. You've combined memories of two different things.
Well, now, when you say that, do you think to yourself, well, maybe I went and I just don't remember?
That's what I'm saying to friends and everybody who
see you. They see you in the book, right?
That's obviously what must have happened. But a part of my brain knows the fear that would be generated by meeting one's doppelganger, because that's me. It's not possibly anybody else. I even recognize.
Now, let me ask you this though: are you totally convinced you physically, you James, you didn't go there?
Most of my brain.
I mean, would you bet the farm that you didn't go?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
All no. Right. Because I know other things, stories about human memory. It's not
But still, I mean, it's still pretty strange
that
you can't remember if you were there or not.
Well, I said to people at the time when I saw this, I said, well, whoever this guy is, I hope he had a good time.
Yeah, really.
my late wife used to have secondary doppelganger experiences like every year, several times. People would come up to her and get within 5 feet. She was flagged down once when she was driving, and the guy on a bicycle said, waved her over. And when he got within 5 feet of her, he said, oh, I'm sorry, you're not who I thought I was at all, who I thought you were at all. But this kept on happening. We were vacationing. We were living in Louisville, and we were vacationing in Orlando at Disney World. We went into a restaurant. It was Wolfgang Puck's restaurant in downtown Disney. And the maitre d' said to us, oh, you're back so soon.
Just what you needed him to say in front of your wife, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he said it actually to her. He said he was talking mainly to her.
Okay.
You just left here 2 hours ago. And he was taking half steps closer to us each second.
That's weird.
And finally he said, you please tell me you're kidding me. I said, no, neither of us have ever been in this building before in our lives. He says, I don't know,
yeah,
but you were here.
You two have a couple doppelgangers all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, my late wife found out a year before her father died in his mid-80s. He informed her that she was adopted, which she had never been told before.
You think she's got a twin?
Well, there's some idea that there might have been a twin.
That's strange.
And she finally reached a position where she said, I don't want to actively pursue such a person if she's living here. We don't know what she knows or doesn't know about this story.
Yeah.
And it might be a traumatic intrusion into her life, and I don't really feel it. She said, if it's meant to happen, it'll happen, and if it isn't, I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, of course, this other woman may be saying she's got a doppelganger out there, too.
Yes, you know? Yes. And I keep wondering if maybe still I might meet her and what I would do with that. I don't know.
Or maybe your doppelganger has met her.
It went to the reunion with her.
Yeah, that would be strange. All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks, George.
Appreciate it.